Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Today's meditation is a black-tailed prairie dog, and we're going to escape with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself seated on a flat surface with your back sitting up tall in a gently relaxed way. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. Black-tailed prairie dogs are not dogs, but large ground squirrels that are about the size of a rabbit, beige in color, with a short, black-tipped tail. They are herbivorous creatures and reside in the Great Plains of North America, across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. They build extensive burrowing systems called dog towns that they continuously expand and can last for many generations. Their extensive underground burrows are very elaborate and are used as shelter and protection from predators like coyotes, owls, snakes, and badgers, as well as inhospitable weather and flooding. Their dwellings have multiple exits and entrances, giving the prairie dogs the ability to quickly escape from whatever situation they face. It is for this reason that I thought the black-tailed prairie dog would be the perfect animal to visualize if we're feeling trapped and need to escape, if only in our minds. Okay, little prairie dog, you're in your underground home, several meters below ground. This is your safe place. So breathe in that safe and serene feeling you have in your home. Take a deep breath in, and then a big breath out. Keep breathing, little prairie dog. Every breath you take makes you feel good and safe. But it's been a long winter, and you feel it's time to head outside into the sunshine of the great prairies you dwell on. Take a deep breath in and another breath out as you peer through the darkness in search of the light from the nearest exit of your vast burrow. As you breathe, you calmly patter through the long tunnels that you made for your burrow. You have what could be described as a prairie dog mansion underground. As you continue to breathe, you travel closer to the sunlight shining in through the burrow exit. But as you approach the exit, you feel a shadow cross the burrow hole that gives you pause. You hold very still as you continue to breathe. Hold still. Your ability to keep still is part of your survival instinct and why you are so successful as a species. As you hold your pose, you stay calm, as you always do, because you are safe in your burrow. Another shadow passes from above. And it doesn't make you worry, it just lets you know that there may be an owl circling overhead. You are safe in your burrow, and you have a solution. Your skill is escape, little prairie dog, and being as prepared as you are, you always have other options as a backup. You are a smart prairie dog, and you use these smarts to your advantage. You don't stress when faced with adversity. You stay calm and breathe through every challenge. So take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you turn yourself around and head back through your burrow tunnel. The tunnels are long and spacious for you, little prairie dog. You don't feel the least bit closed in. You're quite at home in there. As you breathe, you continue to move through the tunnel, and make your way towards another split in your path. Do you go to the right or to the left, little prairie dog? The choice is yours to make. Take another breath and then choose a path to take. As you continue to calmly breathe, you stay cool and look for the sunlight that would indicate another exit up ahead. As you breathe in that light, you are pulled toward it, getting closer and closer until you are right below another exit. Once again, we take a pause to breathe and listen to be sure our path is clear for an escape. It's always good to take a breath before any decision. Breathing is always the right thing to do in any situation. As you pause and breathe, your sensitive ears hear the heavy breaths of a fox waiting outside of your burrow. Again, you are totally safe in your home, so you stay calm as can be. You breathe in and out again, turn tail, and go off toward your next exit. Part of the reason you have so many exits is for this very reason, and to give you options. Options are always good. Breathe calmly as you move down the tunnel toward another light source. Breathe in the light as you get closer and closer and closer. As you approach, you see water trickling into the entrance. Guess you dug that hole a little close to the rising river's edge, and some water is coming in. Again, no stress. You have so many exits to choose from. At times, we all feel the impulse to escape from whatever situation we're in, and that is normal. Sometimes it's for good reasons, and sometimes it's all in our heads, but those are good reasons too. Just keep breathing and moving, moving and breathing, little prairie dog. Then you hear a little bark echo through the tunnel from someone else in your prairie dog colony. It's not a warning bark, but a positive bark, letting you know that the tunnel up ahead is safe and clear to escape from. You take another big breath in and feel your whole body relax at the stress-free thought of the freedom you will have in a few moments. You can see the light from here, so you breathe and move, move and breathe, getting closer and closer to it. As you move toward the entrance, you see another prairie dog reared up and scanning the prairies. She's up so high in the exit that you know the coast is clear to make an escape. You follow her up, and as you come up out of the hole, you start to have a clear view of the beautiful grassy prairies all around you. They are so flat that you can see for miles and miles. The blue sky is at first overpowering, but your eyes soon adjust to the light of the clear day. You feel the warmth of the sun bathe you in light as you bring your head out of the burrow. A feeling of being in your home is safe, but there is nothing like the feeling of freedom with escape. As your other prairie dog friend runs toward the horizon, they leave a little dust cloud trail behind them for you to follow. You know that today is going to be another wonderful day as you move your whole body out of your home and step out into the light. Enjoy your escape, little prairie dog. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this has helped you feel like you can make an escape today. If you're feeling trapped, you can return to this meditation again and again to help whenever you feel you need that freedom. You can always escape, if only just inside of your own mind. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what animal you'd like to imagine. We take our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying Imagination Meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share this series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.